Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
And we are leading up to National Day this Sunday. So all this week, we're celebrating Singapore businesses. Today, it's a company that specializes in helping you organize and declutter your home.
I did a lot of that during Circuit Breaker.
Really?
Yeah, decluttering. Anyway, Style Degree is the name of the company, okay. And it operated out of its co-founder's bedroom when they first began. They had a small team of part-time fulfillment workers. That is definitely a challenge.
Yeah, I can agree with you. You've got cartons of goods spilling over to the living room during peak festive period. That must have been a common sight. And the founders had to be very hands-on in every aspect of the business.
But it seems all that hard work has actually paid off for Style Degree. Even with the whole world reeling from the COVID-19 outbreak, they have managed to grow their business over
Amazing story. What is the secret to all of that? On the line with us this morning is Phu Chuan An, who is co-founder of Style Degree. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Elliot and Manisha. It's great to be here.
Chuan An, you co-founded Style Degree. It is a brand that specializes in home organization essentials. Did you start this company because you're actually a messy person?
Right. Actually, most of our fans would actually know about this. But actually, how we started was we started with travel organizers initially. So we didn't go into the home and living space right from the onset, but we started with travel organizers. What happened was, we started a travel organization because I was on my internship in the US with my co-founder, Sherian, and we realized how important organizers were in keeping our luggage neat. So, being entrepreneurs at heart, we just decided to, start selling travel organizers. Then we entered the home and living space later on when we started receiving suggestions from our customers telling us that we should, move into the home and improvement space. And at the same time, we noticed a lot of our friends are actually applying for BTOs. So just by observing what was happening, we decided to enter the home and living market.
Well, I tell you what, I think organization of any kind, of any space, is more productive and efficient. But as I understand it, you and your fellow co-founder, you're a couple, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
So how was that when you were first starting out?
Well, I think, we get this question a lot from family and friends, So for some background, my co-founder and I met in the entrepreneurship CC in SMU. So you can say that entrepreneurship runs in our blood. We do a lot of things ordinary couples enjoy, but what both of us are really passionate about are good business ideas and stories. So we just like to bounce ideas off one another and simply bond over this common interest. And I think it worked kind of well for us.
Yeah.
Use romance over a spreadsheet.
Apart from that, we do have some of our downtime where we try to unwind and just relax together. But sometimes the best ideas come randomly, and we could just be having a walk and suddenly a great idea just pops up and we'll be all excited about it.
Well, actually, there's a lot of business people who say that when they give themselves some space, that's when the best ideas surface. But one of the things you had to deal with, of course, was starting this business in your bedroom. Is that right? I mean, that must have been quite challenging.
Yes, it is. I mean, in the early days, as a local bootstrap company, there was a lot of challenges that we had to overcome, right? So when we first started out, we had to convince suppliers and manufacturers to work with us, a small outfit. And at the same time, we had to encourage good employees to stay with the company and do the best work with us. So as we grew, as we've employed more people, there's a new set of challenges. Like, for example, recently we have to keep up with the latest trends in the home-related industry. And, e-commerce relies a lot of having an efficient operations and efficient warehouse management. So these are just some of the new sets of challenges that we are working on right now. And back in the early days, I think one of the challenges is also keeping a positive mindset despite all the hectic things happening around you. So one will have to really persevere through difficult times and just keep it going.
Actually, I want to talk a little bit more about some of the challenges you face, Chuan An. And just to recap, you've talked about, how you guys have expanded your catalog or, the feedback that you receive, pivoting your business according to the times, that rise of the whole couples getting BTO flats and whatnot. I'm sure you related to that as well. But as a young man trying to get the right suppliers, what was that like? I mean, I'm sure the negotiation process must have been a bit intimidating as well. Could you share some with us?
Right. So, when we go to expos and conventions to meet suppliers, I can say almost certainly that we'll be the youngest ones in the room. So I got once mistaken as a part-timer working at the expo. So that was an interesting experience. But with that being said, I think what we did was we tried to convince most of our suppliers and partners to work with us by showing them what we are doing.
Okay.
So we would just go out to them, tell them what style degrees are about, how are we going to grow the business, and what are the future growth prospects for the company, and some of the milestones that we have accomplished. So by feeling our drive, our energy, we let them feel it, and we didn't let being young actually hinder us from moving forward. So over time, we try to exceed the expectations and, you know, build upon this relationship and work with them in the long term. So in terms of negotiation, I think a lot of people use different kind of textbook, tips or tricks to negotiate with suppliers. But for me personally, I feel that building a more human or more personal relationship with the supplier is really important, because in the long run, they'll trust you, they'll trust your business, and they may even lend a helping hand, especially these trying times at the moment.
Yeah, is this very Chinese word, which I don't see enough of these days, you know, building that guanxi, like relationship, right?
Yeah, that's right. So especially in certain countries like in China or in Southeast Asia, a lot of business happens over a meal or coffee. So it's really important to be able to connect with your partners, be able to talk to them, ask them about their families, just develop a more deeper relationship with them. And that's how they are more likely to trust you, and they are more likely to grow your business with you.
So in a moment, we're going to ask you about, you know, what happened when COVID hit and how you responded. But before we get there, can you I apologize if I missed it, but how old were you when you started the business?
So we started in 2016. So I was around 23 at the time.
Wow, okay.
So, yeah. I mean, it was the early days in Style Degree was really tough, because back then I was studying in SMUS as a final year student, so I had to manage between school and the business as well. And at the same time, you know, working out of the bedroom, we also faced challenges such as space constraints. It's a totally different ball game when you are such a small outfit. So instead of looking at as being young as a challenge, instead, I use this to my advantage. And as being young, I think that we are more open to social media tools and more of the more modern technologies out there. So personally, I use that to my advantage. And I think, and I encourage other young people like me to use that to their advantage as well, because young people are more tech savvy and they are able to utilize digital tools to their best capabilities. So I think that's really important for us to grow the business, especially now we are moving towards social media and e-commerce.
Well, hold on there. I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to catch up with you young people.
Young people, they can just take anything, you know. The old, we get a bit slow and more complacent. But COVID-19 hit and a lot of businesses were affected by store closures and whatnot. It kind of a blessing in disguise for you guys at Style Degree. You managed to increase sales. Tell us a little bit about how much and what was the most common item bought by customers?
Yep, sure. So during COVID-19 period, you know, more people are staying at home. So they are looking for desk organizers that help increase in productivity. For example, document holders, stationery organizers. And as more people are staying at home, they're cooking at home more often as well. So one of our best-selling category is organizers for the kitchen, such as airtight food containers, fridge storage box, and things like that. And during this period, we recently launched our face mask storage series as well, which is well received during this period as people ease into the new normal. So we have a carrying pouch that is used for separating used and unused masks. And it comes with a hand sanitizer compartment as well. So based on feedback, it has been really rather well received. And during this period of time, like what Manisha was saying, a lot of people are doing their cleaning and taking this time off to actually spruce up the house. So a lot of our cleaning essentials, like our extendable cleaning brushes, our toilet cleaners have become really popular during this period as well.
Yeah, I'm looking at the canned drink and beer fridge organizer. I think that's my favorite product. But it's sold out. It is sold out. So we know what people were doing during the circuit breaker.
Actually, that's a really good point, because where does all of this stuff come from? Did you face any supply chain issues? This has been a big talking point.
Yes, we definitely faced some supply chain issues in the beginning, especially during the circuit breaker period where our suppliers and our factories are actually in a lockdown situation. So we couldn't get in product as fast as we could. But eventually the restrictions are lifted and gradually over time we start seeing this problem to be solved. But some of the issues that we're facing currently is just operational challenges due to the social distancing effort. And I think these efforts are really important, and every business should have them in place. And we try to be as efficient as possible while keeping our workers safe. For example, in our warehouse, we had to ensure that our workers are safe by keeping 1 meter apart and things like that. And during this period of time, we decided to invest in inventory management system to actually help us streamline this whole process, especially during this period of higher volume. So these are some of the operational challenges that Dalligri is currently working on, and we are working our best to ensure that our customers get their products as quickly as possible.
Well, you obviously have a great future ahead of you if you started this way, but I wanted to ask you about the brick and mortar aspect of the business. Clearly, you just mentioned the warehouse there. That has to be one physical side of it, but you're doing really well on an e-commerce platform. And what I notice about your website is everything is contextually placed. So you get a really good idea in the photograph of how big that item is. Do you see that continuing e-commerce wise, or will we ever see a physical shop?
Yeah, we get a lot from our style fans, as we like to call them. We do see the benefits of having a physical retail outlet because it really gives the customer an opportunity to interact with brand. It gives them a chance to physically touch our products, to see how the quality is like, and to actually visualize how is it like being placed in their home. I mean, seeing it on the website is great, and the photos certainly help it, but being able to be there in person is a totally different experience. And I think down the road, we hope to actually enter into the physical retail market. And I know that there are some challenges in it right now, but I think in the long term, we hope to be able to go there. And in terms of e-commerce, right from the outset, I think that we feel that a large part of retail will be moving on to e-commerce. From the early days, we already noticed that even our web traffic has gone up around 50% year on year, and sales volume has increased as well. So I think e-commerce will always be there and will likely to be growing. And for now, our main priority is to ensure that our customers enjoy our product, enjoy the online e-commerce shopping experience, and down the line, we hope to complement it with a cohesive retail strategy.
Actually, this last one, and just super quick, is just me being nosy, because at the start of the year, every business was talking about expansion and whatnot. Everyone was very optimistic. And then, of course, we had COVID-19. Unexpectedly, you guys did very well. How hard has it been to sort of juggle and balance, you know, expansion plans versus being realistic?
Right. I think that's a very good question, because sometimes we don't want to overstretch ourselves, right? And you know, COVID-19 has certainly encouraged more people to shop online, no doubt about it. But the thing is that we have to ensure that even there is an increase in demand online, we have to ensure that this doesn't compromise on our customer's experience.
Okay.
So the key thing is to strike a fine balance between expanding and doing the basics right and not forgetting the basics. So I think it's important for every business, whether you're online or offline, to do that. And so what we did was we started expanding our team a little bit, but at the same time, we keep an eye on the entire customer experience and our product and making sure that we don't forget what has brought us here today. And at the same time, I know that while e-commerce has surged, there are other challenges that we might face in the future as well. For example, we previously had retail partners which customers could actually pick up their order from. And now because of the COVID period, they couldn't. And that's some of the things that we face and some of the problems that we have to solve as well.
All right. Good conversation. We've been speaking with Phu Chuan An, who is the co-founder of Style Degree. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Take care and stay safe. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.